CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. About 80 million of us are under extreme heat alerts today from the Midwest to the Northeast. CBS's Lily Luciano is in Philadelphia, where daytime highs will be in the mid to upper 90s into the weekend.
Emergency responders in Philadelphia say they've had a growing number of calls for heat stroke and heat exhaustion.
Today could be a nonstop day. It's one call after another.
The city has already declared its first heat health emergency of the year.
We don't usually get it this soon, but if this is what the summer's like, we're going to have to really gear it up.
Portland, Maine, Canton, Ohio, and Wheeling, West Virginia are all expecting peak temperatures more than 10 degrees higher than normal today.
It's been in the mid-90s in Indianapolis, where Police Sergeant Anthony Patterson says a couple's been arrested for allegedly leaving two kids in a locked car to go shopping for more than half an hour.
Once those doors are shut, and once there's no air going in and out, that temperature rises really quickly. So you may feel like it's only a couple minutes, but to the person inside the car, to that pet, to that child inside the car, that's an eternity. It gets really hot really fast.
The children were found sweating and dazed. CBS's Dave Malkoff has more on the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season.
Flooding from Alberto submerged cities along the Texas coast.
We didn't think it'd get up as far.
In Surfside Beach, 4 inches of heavy rainfall and storm surge up to 4 feet high flooded homes, making them look like they were in the middle of a lake and leaving abandoned cars underwater.
As another major holiday approaches, CBS's Chris Van Cleve tells us indications are a travel boom will continue.
AAA predicts nearly 7% more Americans will fly somewhere for Independence Day. Since just May 17th, TSA has seen 7 of its busiest days ever. Shannon Lynn and family are heading to Greece this week to miss that rush.
We're hoping that as going at this time, there'll be less crowds. We'll be able to enjoy our time together better.
Most of the nearly 70.9 million expected to travel 50 miles or more will drive. And they'll find gas prices about 13 cents cheaper than a year ago.
New York's Governor Kathy Hochul signs a bill into law today that lets parents block their kids from getting social media posts suggested by the algorithm of a platform. It targets what critics say are feeds that are addicting to children.
We have to get right to the source of the trauma that's being inflicted on them. Algorithms that are intentionally addictive, intended to pull them in and keep their attention. It's a novel approach. But we've checked to make sure we believe it's constitutional.
An industry group calls the bill an assault on free speech. Wall Street's right now, the Dow is up 91 points. NASDAQ is down 21. The S&P is up about a point. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The Kenosha Unified School District might ask voters to approve a referendum. It's to address a projected $20 million budget deficit. Racine County is discussing donating 15 tax-delinquent properties to the city of Racine. The homes are in the Lincoln King neighborhood, and the hope is for revitalization. A jet ski crash on Lake Marie in Lake County, Illinois, resulted in the deaths of two young girls Tuesday. The girls, ages 16 and 13, were on the jet ski when it collided with a boat. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman has the authority to fire division heads at will. An attempt to override her veto on the matter wasn't successful this week. The world's largest music festival starts today along Milwaukee's lakefront. Park and ride options and the city's streetcar provide easier access to the grounds. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
A good night for the Brewers' Freddie Peralta.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 2-0 win over the Angels. After a couple of rough outings, the Brewers' ace, Freddie Peralta, pitched 6 scoreless innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
I thought Freddie was terrific. His focus was really good. He was consistent. When his windup and delivery are consistent, his pace is consistent. Really proud that Freddie battled the way he did tonight.
It's the Brewers' 4th series win in a row. Tonight, they open a 4-game set in San Diego against the Padres. NFL former Packers tackle David Bakhtiari on ESPN asked, how does he think the Jets will do with Aaron Rodgers?
I don't think it's very wise for any betting man to say that Aaron Rodgers is not going to make the playoffs. I mean, if you even just look at his total career, he's only missed it a very few times. And most of the times he has missed has been from injury. And I know even I've been on one of the teams, even when he did miss the majority of the season because of injury, he still came back.
That's David Bakhtiari with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
It's the first day of summer, and we're stuck under mostly cloudy skies with highs trying to hit 70 degrees. Isolated, non-severe thunderstorms are possible this afternoon and into the evening, with heavier rain and stronger storms expected by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl, come on and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity, the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity, the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer. In the city. Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity, doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But now it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night, despite the heat, it'll be alright. Babe, don't you know it's a pity, the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Tell a friend, let them know that the oldies are back right here. Corey Hartman, a little after 12 noon. Thanks for having us on today. Here's Tommy James and the Shondells. Easy Crystal Blue Persuasion on WRJN.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh, people are changing.
Scene's famous zoo, local news, and timeless hits.
Yeah. Your mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Come and take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Simon and Julio down by the schoolyard getting in trouble there. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, your station for the Milwaukee Brewers. And they take on the Padres tonight at 8:05. Make sure you tune in. We'll do the twist next.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Score a William Contreras Brewers City Connect replica jersey giveaway at the game against the Reds on August 10th, courtesy of Hubie and Abraham. The first 30,000 ticketed fans to enter the gates will get the replica jersey. Grab seats at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Certificates for all sorts of local food, merchandise, and services that you're paying for already. How about you save 30%? That's minimum savings. WRJN.com in the Big Deal Store.
Every time I think that I'm the only one who's lonely, someone calls on me. And every now and then I spend my time in crime and verse and curse those false in me. And then I'm
sweet as the punch. 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 WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, Steam and Kiss Him Goodbye. It's time for news.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has had 24 tornadoes already this year. The latest confirmation was from Monday in Colby. There were only 23 tornadoes all of last year, which is average. The record for tornadoes in a season in Wisconsin was 62 in 2005. It's day two of the disciplinary hearing for former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gow. UWL officials are now considering firing Gow from his tenured faculty post. Interim chancellor Betsy Morgan.
My level of trust in the ability for him to be able to be an effective faculty member is very low. And my level of trust for him to sort of protect the university's best interests is low.
Gow and his wife posted pornographic videos of themselves online. Gow says he's not being treated fairly. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The end result is that the Kenosha County Executive has the authority to fire division heads at will. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman's veto to expand her executive powers has survived a veto override attempt. The county board failed to get the required two-thirds majority to override Kirkman's veto. Supporters called the move a plain and simple power grab, while Kirkman said it aligned with voters' wishes. There was a few minutes of concern in the darkness of Racine's North Beach last night. At just after 9, dispatch got a call about a missing 4-year-old at the beach, and it wasn't known if he was in the water. He wasn't and was found a short time later nearby. The toddler was okay. The world's largest music festival gets going today just a few miles up the road. The big gig starts today along Milwaukee's lakefront. There are park and ride options to avoid having to drive to the park. Plus, Milwaukee's streetcar has a new option for easier access to the Summerfest grounds. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the first day of summer, and we're stuck under mostly cloudy skies with highs trying to hit 70 degrees. Isolated, non-severe thunderstorms are possible this afternoon and into the evening, with heavier rain and stronger storms expected by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Waves and Timeless Hits, revving it up with the Beach Boys.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Giddy up, 409.
For I knew there would be a time.
Giddy up, 409.
When I would buy a brand new 409.
409.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up,
409.
Giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up, 409.
Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409. Nothing can touch my 409, 409, 409, 409, 409, 409,
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Sky for you.
Stronger than dirt, indeed. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Here's Martha and the Vandellas out in the streets.
Music, sweet music, infinite.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Elton, Philadelphia Freedom. Corey Hartman here, and you know when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, we've got the best guy, Mike Clemens. He's got recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers, and you can hear him every hour right here on WRJN, presented by Pottawatomie Casino.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
Every weekend, the Lanes on 20 in Racine delivers the pins, the pub, and the performances. Leave the long work week behind as thunderclaps and pins fill the air. Grab a seat in Angry Brothers Pub featuring great weekend barbecue and Mexican specials. Pair it with a cold craft beer or a game day drink special. The area's best live music is on the patio from 3 to 6 every Sunday afternoon. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20 just west of Green Bay Road.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
Oh,
and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Summer breeze.